I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers deliver aid as peril continues in northern Mozambique. More on that in a moment. And then later, a message of hope is coming to a forgotten group in the United States. We'll unpack that story in just a few minutes. First, Mission Aviation Fellowship is conducting emergency refugee evacuations in northern Mozambique. Now, it's all related to the ongoing insurgent takeover. We've got more information from MAF pilot Dave Holmes in Mozambique.
The northern province, Cabo Delgado, has been subjected to kind of a slow building situation with violence related to extremists. And then on March 24th of this year, the group conducted a pretty significant attack on a city named Palma. And it is in an area where one of the largest liquid natural gas projects in the world is currently being developed. And in that attack, several expat contract workers were killed, and that put Mozambique in the international headlines.
MAF is transporting relief supplies. They recently flew 700 pounds of food to distribute to refugees at the Mozambique-Tanzania border.
With hospitals and clinics closed and even some of them being destroyed, there's no way to care for the sick or injured people. In addition, normal food supplies have not been able to reach the people in the area, and some people are literally starving.
Join us in praying for peace, the true peace of Christ in Mozambique. Meanwhile, pandemic restrictions may be loosening in the United States, but experts warn the mental health crisis is far from over. Before the pandemic, 1 in 10 people felt lonely or isolated all or most of the time, feelings associated with anxiety, depression, and substance abuse. Rates in these categories skyrocketed last year and haven't gone down since. Hurting people find freedom in Christ with the help of Set Free Ministries. Set Free's Pete Noor says,
we try to not take the place of the local church, but add to what they might offer.
The journey to freedom starts with scripture and a process outlined by Dr. Neil Anderson.
We want men and women to be walking in deeper freedom because of their identity, because they understand what it means to be in Christ.
Aftercare programs like discipleship help people grow in that new understanding.
So that's a big part of our aftercare, is helping people own who they really are in Christ, their new identity, and what walking in that identity looks like. We still battle the world, the flesh, and the demonic, but we do so as conquerors in Christ.
Look for this story at our website to connect with Set Free. And the upcoming Memorial Day weekend marks the start of summer here in the United States. Brad Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says they're pressing forward with plans for a much-needed summer of hope.
There's still many virus-related issues to consider, but we're going forward in confidence that the Lord is paving the way for a resurgence of hope this summer.
Last year, the On Eagles Wings team had to move their annual summer outreach online.
So I'm very excited to say that in just a few short weeks, we will be kicking off our On Eagles Wings Summer of Hope in person, face-to-face, Lord willing, with a lot of Native young people.
Tribal lines may be different, but these Native believers share much in common, including a deep desire for their people to know Christ.
When these Native young people stand on basketball courts around the country and share the hope they found in Jesus, countless others find freedom.
Ask God to prepare hearts on the reservations as the team finalizes summer plans.
The lockdowns and the isolation have fueled a feeling of being trapped, and there's been a loss of hope. One of our On Eagles Wings team members said, I think COVID has made my community depressed and fearful.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
And if people want to be part of helping send these young Native warriors to reach their own people at such a crucial time, they could go check out hopefornativeamerica.com.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. And when you give, you enable all of us to come together, appreciate great stories, experience breakthroughs, and build relationships. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.